the quiet break?
Wonderful. Actually, all breaks are good, and you know, I think the staff, the players, everybody enjoyed it. Everybody came back in great shape, ready to roll.
How do you handle, you know, you've had some bad news with the front office. You had some potential bad news with Von Miller. You know, how do you handle things kicking it off here with starting off on the...
Well, you know, I think the front office situation obviously, you know, is not a good thing for the organization, but... You know, again, an old coach told me a long time ago to stay in your lane. And, you know, my job is dealing with the football team, and that's what we're ready to be focused on and embark on. I have great confidence in, you know, Pat Bowlen and Joe Ellis and John Elway to handle anything in that area, and that is their area. So, you know, all my focus is on our area, and that's to make sure our coaches and players are ready for this season.
How about Von Miller? He is your area, and with the potential,
very much
him,
so.
With the potential of him missing up to a month, you know, and Jack, and you build your defense around.
First of all, let me make one thing perfectly clear that, you know, we're aware of the reports. You know, due to confidentiality, we can't report. But I can sit here and tell you, as of right now, when we start camp, every one of our players is eligible. There's no suspensions, and that's the way we'll start the season.
Are you going to have to address it with your players?
You know, I'm not going to get into things I address or don't address with the team. You know, I think we have an excellent staff, and you know, we've got a lot of good players that you know, went through the last 5 weeks, conducted themselves very positively, and you know, the conversations we have will probably pretty much stay in that room.
John, have you thought about what you would do if he wasn't available? Has that been part of the conversation?
No, because, you know, that's not reality. And, you know, again, we're going to embark on, you know, a very long season, you know, and I'm sure there's going to be some adversity as well as some prosperity along the way. And no different than any other season that I've ever approached. This will be no different.
Coach, there's a lot of pre-hype for this being a Super Bowl team. How do you address that with the team and keep expectations low with them and keep them focused?
Well, you know, having done this for a long time, there's always a lot of noise. I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But, you know, you better be able to focus through the noise. And, you know, that's not going to change, whether it's this week or next week. You know, I think what you do is you prepare your players to be able to stay focused, you know, through those situations. And, you know, whether it's training camp, preseason, regular season, playoff season, you know, I think it's an important part of being a good or championship football team. So, you know, I've been to a lot of horse races where I've seen a lot of favorites not win. So you got to take care of things between those lines, and, you know, everybody in that building understands that.
Well, Ryan Clady, how close is he to being able to participate?
You know, I haven't gotten the results of the physicals yet. You know, those guys are in that process right now. You know, my guess is we'll take it slow. He's, you know, I've made, you know, great progress. You know, so I won't know exactly. I'll update you guys tomorrow because I have more information.
Are there any guys you know for sure will not be ready?
You know, I got guys that have a couple of doubts, but I won't know for sure until our medical people, you know, conduct the physicals.
Coach, we keep the routine you kind of got going for camp as you've established like a couple years or maybe change it up?
We've adjusted our afternoon schedule a little bit, our B schedule, just because of, you know, the way the storm systems work here in the afternoon, trying to, you know, stay away from the lightning and lose any valuable practice time. So other than that, pretty much same schedule.
Last year, DJ didn't practice with the ones because of the suspension. Same thing with Vaughn this year?
That question was asked, and like I said, you know, right now there is no pending. And to my knowledge, and, you know, due to confidentiality, we're going to approach it. He'll get every rep with the first team, and, you know, he'll – until we hear something different.